places in Rashi on Daf Chavtes hold that the reason that you don't need Lachem on Yontif Sheni in the second days of Yontif is because it's Drabonin. And that's why all the Psulim are kosher, Chaser and Chson Hodor on Yontif Sheni, because it's Drabonin. So however, in Mikdash, which is Diraisa all 7 days, you would require Lachem and Chaser would also be possible. However, the Ramban disagrees, and the Ramban says that while you need in the reason in Gvulin you don't need Lachem and Shaul is kosher is because in Mikdash also you don't need Lachem because the Pasuk says Lachem Lachem B'yom HaRishon, that's only B'yom HaRishon, but the Mitzvah Divayis in Mikdash of Smachtim Lachem Shem Kechem Shivas Yomim, it doesn't say Lachem, and therefore you don't need Lachem, but it's still but Esrik HaYavish or Lulav HaYavish Chson in Hodor would be possible. So the Rav explained that first of all, in terms of Toisus holds that Midiraisa, all these mitzvahs apply in Mikdash, because Mikdash is an extension of the mitzvah of Gvulin, the one in Chol Hashem, the one mitzvah. So the reason we don't require Lachem on the other days, nowadays in Gvulin, is because it's only Drabonin. But were Diraisa, like it is in Mikdash, or the first day, so then you would require Lachem as well. However, the Ramban thinks that you don't need Lachem in Mikdash. Apparently, the Ramban thinks that Mikdash of Smachtim Sen Shankechem is a independent mitzvah. It's a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, and therefore the Lachem is not stated by it. It's not just an extension of the mitzvah of Yom Rishon, but you require that it should be Hodor. If it's not Hodor, it's possible, because Hodor is not just halacha like that said in the Kima Mitzvah, which is the case as Lachem, but Hodor is a din the Cheftza, that if it's not Hodor, it's of course Min, and therefore that would apply also to Mikdash. And that was, the Rav quoted this in the name of Reb Chaim.